From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. buys a lot more from China than it sells there, and many American policymakers think that might change if only China let its currency appreciate. The U.S. can't simply force the issue by intervening directly in currency markets, but a generation ago, the world of global finance worked differently. Here's Hannah Jaffe-Walt of NPR's Planet Money team on the last time the U.S. tried to get a rising Asian power to strengthen its currency.
It used to be that you could get five men in a room and they could change the course of global economics. That's basically what happened September 22nd, 1985. It was a secret plan, and the man, it can now be told, responsible for the secret meeting was David Mulford, Undersecretary for International Affairs at the U.S. Treasury.
It was an exciting period of time. The 80s were very exciting.
Here was the problem the five men were trying to solve. Japan was growing fast, really fast. They were selling all sorts of things to the rest of the world that the U.S. used to sell. The U.S. was upset about this. If you want to relate this story to today at any point, just replace the word Japan with China. Anyway, in 1985, David Mulford went to four other rich countries and said, we have to find a way to let Japan grow, just not so fast and not in a way that hurts the rest of us. And everyone, even Japan, agreed to get together and make a plan.
Provided it is kept absolutely secret until the moment that we do it. Because it is only with the element of surprise, as well as the size of the operation, that we would shock the markets when we acted.
On September 22, 1985, finance ministers from the U.S., Germany, Japan, the U.K., and France all sat around a big wooden table. They were at the Plaza Hotel in New York. And here is what they decided. They would all sell a lot of dollars, out of the blue, all at once. This would lower the value of the dollar, strengthen the value of the yen, and make American exports cheaper. And it would have an immediate effect. Gary Dorsch was working as a trader at the time for a firm on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And he, like traders all over the world, remembers that night well.
It was pretty eye-popping. We were in a state of shock. And when the market opened up, there was plenty of pandemonium.
The plan, it seemed, had worked. It worked really, really well. It worked way too well. The dollar fell, and then the dollar fell some more. In 2 years, the dollar fell around 40% from its peak. So on February 22nd, 1987, less than 2 years later, the same countries all got together again, and they announced another plan, one that essentially undid everything they had done at the Plaza. Instead of selling dollars, this time they bought dollars to try to increase the price of the dollar, or at least to stop it from falling. Ted Truman watched this happen from the Federal Reserve in Washington, D.C. He was an economist there.
One of the problems with using a tool is if it doesn't work, you look foolish. And then if you have it do a job that it's not really capable of doing.
Did the U.S. look foolish?
I think so. It was not a happy ending.
It is true that those tools available are pretty imprecise. Truman says the U.S. looked foolish. David Mulford with the Treasury chooses to remember the whole thing differently.
My mother one day was flying from Tucson, Arizona to Chicago. She sat next to a fellow. And when she said, I have a son who's at the Treasury, and she mentioned my name, he jumped up and said, this is the guy who saved America by depreciating the dollar and keeping us competitive and keeping jobs.
Governments always want to control the global economy to their advantage. We wanted to in the 1980s, and we want to now. And for a long time, America and a handful of other countries did that. But the Plaza Agreement was a bit of a turning point. It looked like those days were over. The economy is now too big and moves too fast, too many powerful players. Today, everyone in America wants to sell more to the rest of the world. We want China to adjust its currency. But there's no secret room where a handful of men can sit together and make it all happen. I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as an online savings account and a money market account. AllyBank.com.